recognize that hymn? That was actually a hymn sung by, well, the wedding party and all the groups at the wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. In fact, I'm watching a video with them singing it. They were also singing it.
Oh, it's pretty hymn. It's beautiful, yes. Beautiful melody.
Unfortunately, it's not found in our particular book of hymns. It wasn't in the last hymnal or the one before that.
But it's in the Lutheran service book.
Yes, it is.
And is it the designated hymn for this Sunday?
Yes.
The hymn of the day.
Right.
Well, I'm sure going to use it. It's beautiful.
Lord of all hopefulness, I'm preaching today at the International Center, which will occur, well, I was going to say I'm a half hour late according to this clock. It says it's 10:34. Somebody hasn't changed the
Somebody's got to change the clocks.
Boy. Although my wife did on one of them that's automatic with the atomic clock.
Yeah, right.
And 6 hours later, it went back the other way.
You always go, the computer usually changes by itself, you know.
Yeah, well, I know.
Which is nice, you know.
Yeah, that does. But
you know the millennials don't wear watches. You know that.
No, I
don't. They just go by their phones.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know what the watch companies are doing these days. Because
the phone gives you your time.
Yeah, right.
In fact, it's often in the lower right corner or whatever. But Lord of all hopefulness, I'm not aware of Jan Struther, who died in 1953. It is an Irish setting, this particular tune.
It sounds Irish. Sounds like something the Irish would.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got
that's
pretty
kind
good
of an
ear.
Irish melody. It's pretty.
Without further ado, stanza one.
Lord of all hopefulness, Lord of all joy, whose trust ever childlike no cares could destroy, be there at our waking and give us, we pray, your bliss in our hearts, Lord, at the break of day. At the break of the day.
Yes. And what's under the word break?
Noon.
And what's under the word noon?
Eve.
So it talks
about different times of the day.
Yes.
And each verse is applies to different times of the
Excellent.
Day.
Excellent. Yes. Lord of all hopefulness. I often say that a good sermon will lead to comfort. That's the main goal.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think that also is close to sure hope.
Yeah, sure. That's what the gospel is. It's a sure and certain hope.
Yes.
We know that we're forgiven.
That's
that
right.
We have life and salvation in Christ.
Issues, etc. had a series that was really well done with people who have become Lutheran pastors from different denominations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That would be interesting.
Oh, it was really good. And I think, had a number of them. The one that most intrigued me was a Roman Catholic priest.
Uh-huh.
And you know why he said he became Lutheran? Because under Roman Catholicism, he had no sure hope of salvation.
No, that's right. That's kind of the failing of Rome. They always kind of dangle it in front of you.
Well, because of their teaching, you're not saved through faith alone,
right.
But faith plus
works.
Plus right. works.
And you never know if you've done quite enough.
Never know.
Yeah. See, that we want our listeners to be absolutely certain. That's what the gospel amounts to. It's certainty of salvation.
And how can we be certain?
By trusting in Christ's promises. That's our sure and certain word. Okay, you're going to tell me I'm wrong? Come on. I don't like the look on your face.
Yes. I'm on radio. How can you say you don't like the look on my face? Jehovah's Witnesses think they trust God's promises. Christian Scientists do.
Well, they're not Trinitarian, so forget that.
Right.
That rules them out entirely.
No. There's something that we have for assurance that they never have.
Oh, baptism.
Very good.
Yes.
How could you forget that?
Well, that's pure gospel.
Of course
we look to our baptism.
Yes, because...
And that's part of God's promises. I just said you trust in God's promises. But you're right. We look to our baptism, of course.
Right. But like the Son of the Baptist don't believe promises there. They don't baptize infants.
Right. Well, they do have other promises, but you're right. I mean, when it comes to infants,
right,
they're lacking.
They're really lacking. One of the individuals, in fact, he's a good friend of mine who became a Lutheran pastor, came from evangelicalism.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about, you know what their favorite Bible verse is? And I did not know this in the church he was at. It's at near the end of the Sermon on the Mount. Then you will be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect.
Oh, wow.
And he almost committed suicide.
I guess so.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Because he was so upset that he could not be perfect like
right.
Jesus demanded. And they don't understand that Jesus, being Lutheran, was using the commandments in a law sense. You want to be perfect
right.
to get to heaven? You yeah. can't not just murder.
Right.
You can't even have a bad thought.
That's right.
Can't even say a bad word.
Right.
It went through all the commandments. Then you will be perfect.
Yeah. And if you're right, if your eye offends you,
oh, yeah.
pluck it out.
Pluck it out. Yes.
Yeah. That's not very comforting.
No. Anything that causes you to sin, you got to get rid of.
Yeah.
That's what he said to the Mark 10 rich man. Well, you've got a problem. You trust in your riches. Give them all away.
Yeah,
give
them
to the
away,
poor.
And then follow me.
Yeah. And he went away sorrowful.
Yeah.
And of course, the disciples are shocked. Well, yeah. who can be saved
who
then?
Can be saved? If the rich man can't be saved, yeah. who can be saved?
And the answer is, with men it is?
Impossible.
Yes.
But not with God.
No, that's really important. Today I'm going to be talking about, you know, whether or not a person is vertical or horizontal.
You're still on that then, okay.
Are you kidding? In fact, how many times do you hand out a sheet to the people during the sermon?
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you're going to do that for me, huh?
Yes.
Oh, I'm looking at it here.
Yeah. See, the one side is the proper relationship. When you have a vertical, then you're horizontally correct.
Uh-huh.
But if you turn it over, those are the people yeah. who do not have a vertical relationship with Jesus Christ, yeah. and they're centered on me.
I've never been very big on diagrams, but this is okay.
Oh, I appreciate that. I'm sure the woman who sent it to me will be glad to hear you say that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This was sent to you by some listener.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Well, then I'll take a look at it.
Oh, boy. Thanks a lot. Yeah, it was sent by a woman who was taking it then to her church council because she really believes that this has a way of reaching those who have left the church.
Uh-huh.
Her name is Holly Wheatfelt.
Huh.
And member of the Central Illinois District.
Oh, great. Good for her.
And such.
Wow.
So, but this hymn would be really helpful for these people because they have no hope. Where they get their hope, and this is really important to understand, at the time of the Reformation, everyone feared mortality. And so they thought they could stop that fear of mortality by doing good works. God would be pleased with them, love them, and finally save them if they did enough good works. Well, these folks here who've left the church, they're also afraid of mortality. And the way they offset it is by trying to get a good reputation.
Hmm.
Yes. And so
that's going to save them from mortality? That's interesting.
Well, mortality, part of it is you're alone.
Uh-huh.
See, and they don't want to be alone. And I mentioned a mayor in New York who got buried in an Episcopalian cemetery, Christian, because it was open 24 hours a day. And he had a bench put by his graveside so that people could come
and sit
and think of all the good things he did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's where you get rid of your mortality. Why do you think we're going through one of the highest rates of suicide?
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because people don't have any hope.
They don't have any hope, right.
They don't
Absolutely.
Have any hope.
Well, they're not hearing the gospel. They're not hearing the gospel.
That's right.
And sad to say, part of the problem is with the preachers today. They're not preaching the gospel as they should.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of radio stations on my trips to the various churches I go to, and I've only once heard a proper preaching along gospel. I turned it on halfway through the sermon, and I said, boy, this guy is good. I wonder who it is. And so I waited till the end, And what it was a 1955 sermon by Oswald Hoffman on the Lutheran Hour.
No kidding.
Yes. And I said, boy, this guy
should be a
Lutheran.
He had a big booming voice, didn't he?
Well, but he really was able to get across the message of Christianity from a law gospel point of view and gave hope to people who were hopeless. So, stanza two.
Lord of all eagerness, Lord of all faith, whose strong hands were skilled at the plane and the lathe. Be there at our labors and give us, we pray, your strength in our hearts, Lord, at the noon of the day.
Now, when I first read this, I couldn't figure out how his strong hands at the plane and the lathe, how that had anything to do with the verse.
He was a carpenter. Jesus
well, I know
was
that,
a carpenter.
But...
And this is in the noon of the day. And you're just talking about our. It goes to the whole different times of the day. At the break of day, in the midst of our work, our calling.
Yes.
And
it's the next line. Be there at our labors.
Right.
Which would mean where we're working.
Our calling.
Yes. Yeah, in fact, I'm looking at, there's a group that puts out Bible studies for Christians to use during the lunch hour.
Huh, that would be good.
That would be good.
That would be good, providing they're able to, you know, they're at a place where that permits that.
Well, they can't stop it. No.
Is that true?
Yeah, lunch.
They can't stop it at lunchtime?
No.
Because well, you mean, is it a private study or is it going to be a group study?
It's a group study
a group
of people
study.
Who are willing to come.
Wow. And they can't stop it?
No. No, we got First Amendment
is that,
rights.
Is that part of our First Amendment rights? They can't stop a Bible. A corporation or a company that employs you, they can't say, oh, no.
Okay, all right.
They can't do that, right?
Let me tell you why. Let's say you quit at 5 and you go home and you have a Bible study at your house at 6. Will they fire you for that?
No.
Well, then why, when you leave the workplace and go to a lunchroom or something?
Oh, well, I'm talking about if you have lunch at your desk.
Well, who has that anymore? Just you. Because you can't figure
out
how
to. Well, that's what I mean. I mean, can you have a lunchtime Bible study typically?
If it's a private Bible study, by permission, I don't see why not.
It'd be nice.
I mean, look at me, Uber and Lyft.
Yeah.
I'm having Bible studies.
They're not going to stop you.
Well, I make a very clear point that I do not start a Bible study until they find out I'm a pastor and then they ask a question.
Uh-huh.
So if there's no questions, I would say 60% of the people I pick up, we never talk religion at all.
Uh-huh. Right.
Because sometimes there's 3 or 4 of them in the car. I've had up to 7, and they're talking to one another.
Yeah.
And, but every now and then, you'll get 2. In fact, I had a husband and wife just recently, and they were in the back seat, and they said, what do you do? Is this full-time? I said, no, I'm a pastor. Oh,
that opens it up.
What denomination? Lutheran. Then the wife said, my sister is a pastor in a Lutheran church. And she looked at her husband and said, is that Lutheran Church Missouri Synod? And he looked at her and said, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod don't allow women pastors. And then I said, yeah, we got all kinds of stupid rules. Another one we have is we don't allow men to have babies. And we had a great conversation from there on. But, they were very happy, although I didn't get a tip. I don't know why.
No, yeah, right. I can imagine, yes.
I'm very careful that I don't start off with that.
Yeah.
You know, unless they're going to be asking me questions. But there are no real guidelines as to, like, I definitely stay away from politics, even if they ask.
Really? Really?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, because once they know I'm a Lutheran pastor, and let's say that I'm either for or against the President Clinton right now, then
you need to kind of get up to date here.
Oh, really? Well, see, I don't follow politics that much, and if I say something they don't like, they're not going to listen to me on anything spiritual.
Uh-huh.
In fact, one individual I can't remember what religion he came from, became a Lutheran pastor. He said the thing that really impressed him with Lutheran pastors is they don't bring politics into the pulpit.
Into the pulpit, right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, he understood that abortion, gay marriage wasn't political. That's biblical.
Right.
But telling you who to vote for or this kind of thing.
No.
No. No, no way. So I understand there's going to be an election coming pretty soon.
Yes, there today, in fact.
Oh, it's today?
Yeah. In fact, I was watching Fox News this morning, and the reporter was reporting from Kirkwood here one of the polling places.
Wow, excellent.
Yeah.
All righty. So,
yeah, I've got to vote sometime today.
Stanza three.
Lord of all kindliness, Lord of all grace, your hands swift to welcome, your arms to embrace. Be there at our homing, and give us, we pray, your love in our hearts, Lord, at the eve of the day.
Now, what word do you think the kids aren't going to understand?
Homing.
Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, the context and everything tells us it's coming home. It's coming home at the end of the day. You've finished your work, and you've come home to relax and to probably enjoy dinner.
Oh, you actually relax when you go home?
Oh, somewhat.
Oh.
Depends. Depends upon what's waiting for me.
Yes.
Honey, do this. Honey, do that. Well, you know.
Yeah. No, I tell you, I don't see how priests aren't married.
Oh, They're missing out on an awful lot. And let me tell you, when I was a bachelor, I did not understand how strong parental love is.
Yes.
There's no way you can understand that unless you have kids.
Exactly.
And, you know, I mean, that's a whole aspect of ministry that you're oblivious to.
Plus, all the things you have to do as a bachelor that she helps with.
Oh, yeah.
And such. I think most pastors who are healthy is a lot of times because of the food that the wife carefully makes.
Right, sure.
Like
they live longer.
Yeah, and boy, there's no way I could push a lawnmower around right now. Okay, on to verse 4.
Lord of all gentleness, Lord of all calm, whose voice is contentment, whose presence is balm. Be there at our sleeping, and give us, we pray, your peace in our hearts, Lord, at the end of the day. That is a comforting.
Yes,
it's a comforting hymn, and the music is so beautiful too. It really is. It's a great, it's a great hymn for as we approach Thanksgiving. And holidays spent at home and that sort of thing.
Exactly.
It's a beautiful
thing. How many good memories do we have of Christmas at home?
Yes.
Boy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, I miss a lot of that because we go home and there's just cookies there that you don't get the rest of the year.
Oh, man.
And eggnog and all kinds.
We're always thinking of food, aren't we, Tom?
Oh.
That's the large part. That's a large part of the comfort of home.
Well, there's people there, too, yeah. I think. Yes. Yeah. Are both your parents, have they died?
No, my mother's still living. She's about 93
years old. That's
right,
your father just died.
Dad passed away about 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah. So I think this is a great hymn to use for people who have left the church and are down in the dumps.
Yeah.
And are very near to losing all hope, and they have nowhere to go. You know, this may sound strange, but we Christians actually ask that people who are not Christian go through a time of suffering, that God would bring that to them in order to make them aware that they cannot handle life on their own.
Yeah, we don't want them to hit rock bottom too hard, but we want God to bring them to their knees so that they realize there's only one way out of it, and that's through Christ.
Yes. And so we have a gospel, which is the greatest hope and comfort, but people who are happy with life right now, they're not going to listen to us. No.
Right.
What you're preaching on Sunday, have you decided?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. I need to. I need to get to work on that right away.
Yeah.
This morning.
Because I always have people phone the church to find out what hymns are being sung.
Mm-hmm.
You had them done by about what, Thursday?
I usually pick them Thursday morning.
Yeah. And then they can go over them with their children at home so that they're aware of them. And once more, your church?
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church in Crestwood, just south of the Watson and New Sappington intersection, 8646 New Sappington Road. We have church on Sunday, of course, at 9 a.m., followed by adult Bible class and youth Bible class. And then if you can't make it Sunday, we have the same service Saturday evening at 5 p.m.
5 p.m. on Saturday.
We'd love to have you.
Yes. And I hear that shopping center is getting revamped.
Yes, yeah. I've seen some architectural renderings.
Really?
Looks neat.
Yeah. Well, that's a good area of the city.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. It really is.
Yeah, it's
the mountain has been leveled though. You know, there was a big heap of dirt.
Oh really?
And that has been leveled and so it's
was John well, you,
that people were calling it Mount Crestwood.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really high.
Was it John the Baptizer that leveled it?
No, it was a couple of bulldozers and such.
I understand. Okay, I'm going to go preach, but as I leave here, we'll let you hear the hymn again, only the full hymn. Thanks very much for being with us, Pastor Smith.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962. Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.